You have something to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Last time we just saw me, I was actually playing the door.
Okay. Why don't you find a place to sit, buddy? Well, good morning. Today we are continuing in our series about the trees of Scripture, some of the trees of Scripture. There are many more than we could cover. But I was reminded in my reading this week of Job. Oh, our friend Job, a good man. He had a strong relationship with God. I just forgot to take that off and get used to it. And in a short amount of time, Job suffered intense losses. I won't even get into all the details, but terrible health, multiple sudden deaths in the family, economic hardship, and more. Just everything went badly for Job suddenly. And in chapter 14 of the book named after him, he reflects on how fragile life is, how short life is. By contrast, Job says, there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its new shoots will not fail. There is hope for a tree. Some of you know that I love the redwood trees on the California coast, on the West Coast. When a large redwood dies, maybe gets burnt out or just comes to the end of its life, it doesn't exactly sprout again, but a ring of trees will grow around that spot where that large tree was, as those saplings nearby are able to kind of reach towards the sunlight and take up the space, grow into the space where the large tree had accessed the sunlight before. So there's hope for a tree, even if it is cut down, even if it dies. Isaiah 1, or 11, chapter 1, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a branch will bear fruit. So you may remember that Jesse is the father of David, who became the second king of Israel. And David was deeply flawed and also, the Bible tells us, a man after God's own heart. And the Lord promised to David in 2 Samuel, your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever. So the Davidic dynasty started out great. David's son Solomon was the one who built the temple for the Lord, the great, glorious, original temple, and led the people in a time of prosperity and peace. But then king after king, leader after leader, neglected the Lord. Failed morally and spiritually and in all kinds of ways. And Israel came to the point where it split into two kingdoms, north and south. During this time, many prophets received God's message and pleaded with both kings and ordinary people to repent and return to the Lord. A few listened. A few returned to the Lord in humility, but many didn't. The northern kingdom fell and to the Assyrians, and that happened first. In the south, they were still like, that's not going to happen to us. They took God's promise for granted. They had David's Jerusalem. They had the temple with the Lord's presence. Surely, they would be safe. But then the southern kingdom and even the temple were attacked by Babylon. Many people taken into exile. This is the moment where the people of God felt that axe turning their strong tree into a stump. And in shock, the people struggled to figure out what was next and what did it mean. Prophets like Ezekiel and heroes like Daniel and Esther continued to look for God and God's help in this new and strange time. And then there was relative silence. For many years, there weren't very many prophets. It didn't seem like the Lord had that much to say to his people as they waited. But there is hope for a tree, even if it is cut down. What Job had said in the midst of his very personal grief and loss and shock is like hopeful prophecy for all the people of God. Christians reading Isaiah 11 have long seen that shoot coming out of the stump as Jesus, coming to continue God's story and God's growth. Through his father Joseph, Jesus is a descendant of Jesse and David. And when we look closely at Isaiah 11, we see some of the characteristics of our Lord Jesus. We see that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. He has wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and fear of the Lord. It continues, he will be guided not by appearances or how things look, but with righteousness and justice. His words will be powerful. He will be faithful. And it says he will be a banner for the peoples, lifted high. Another way of putting that is he will rise over the nations, and all the peoples of the earth will be drawn to him. There is hope for a tree, even if it is cut down. The New Testament, which we're going to start getting into next week. We're going to be getting into some of those trees of the New Testament. The New Testament does not start with, like, it's not like a brand new story with no connection to the God of Israel. Jesus is not a plan B. Jesus grows out of all that is beautiful and broken in the first part of God's story. God is still growing the same plan of salvation. So I hope as we get into the New Testament story starting next week, we'll be able to see those connections to what God has been doing all along. It's true that God did, you know, think about a fresh start with Noah, if you remember from several weeks ago. But even God changed his mind about that big flood and decided not to flood the earth in a do-over again. And God continues to be faithful to us. I mean, we find ourselves in a throwaway culture, right? Appliances and things don't last the way they used to. There's lots of disposables and convenience options and sort of one-use things that we can get and throw away. Sometimes it's less expensive to throw something away and buy a new one, right? It's cheaper and easier and more convenient, but it creates so much waste. You know, we try to reuse or fix things at our house, but it doesn't always work out. You've seen my my beautiful upcycling attempts. But sometimes I end up just like going out and buying something to craft with my recyclable, which kind of defeats the point of trying to use trash to make things. We had a couple coats at our house this winter, zipper broke. And you know, we don't know how to fix zippers. And I took it to where Carol works and at the dry cleaners where she works and asked about fixing zippers. And she said, well, yeah, we can do it, but it's $46. So we just bought a new coat. And I know sometimes you find yourselves in that situation too. Thank goodness. Throwaway culture is not the way our God operates. There is hope for a tree, even if it is cut down. When and where we are broken, God can bring healing. He doesn't throw us away like an old coat because we're not worth the effort, his effort to fix. When we fail him, when we are broken, either individually or collectively, and just kind of broken as a group, he always recreates what he has already made. God really likes the R-E prefix. He redeems us. He regenerates, brings new life. He restores that which is broken or no longer useful. He renews in that new life coming up. We're all ready to see the flowers pop up any day now, right? He reconciles. He can bring us together. Even if we have broken relationships, he can bring us back to himself and to one another. And he, of course, is the God of resurrection. In her book, A Beautiful Mess, Danielle Strickland said, I've been recreated by a designer who loves to recycle. So let's, as Danielle Strickland continues, celebrate the ability of a grand artist to make a beautiful mess out of everything. And then join him in the process. Here's to living a recreated life. And of course, who is that designer? Who is that grand artist? Our God, who created everything and can recreate whatever he wants. Our God is the origin of all creativity. So can we trust our Creator God to make something beautiful out of the mess that we offer up today? Yes, we can. Here's to the recreated life. Amen.